I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Winter grazing regulations and stock exclusion rules could be scrapped or amended under the government's proposed changes to the Resource Management Act. The opposition Labor Party and environmental groups have slammed the proposals, saying they put profits ahead of the environment. But Federated Farmers spokesperson Colin Hurst says it's not a free-for-all and rules will still apply.
We've had to borrow substantially this year to plant our crop and hoping for reasonable yield. Just hope the price stays firm enough that we can make a profit and start paying some of that debt back down, which is going to take many years to pay back.
And RNZ's Rural News team caught up with the Agriculture and Trade Minister Todd McClay this week after his visit to China promoting trade with New Zealand. Some of New Zealand's key exports, like sheep meat and logs, have been struggling with lower prices due to softer demand from China. For example, forestry export revenue is forecast to decrease 9% to $5.8 billion in the year to June due to weak confidence there. The industry here is already feeling the pinch. Prices for an A-grade log are now so low it's not economic to harvest them, and many crews have downed tools. Mr. McClay is optimistic, though.
For high-quality, safe food products out of New Zealand, there's huge opportunity there. We're just going to make sure that we are present in the market, we're building those sustainable relationships, and we're talking up the really good things that come out of New Zealand, because we know Chinese consumers value that and they want them.
Sticking with China, the future for New Zealand's frozen deer velvet exports remains up in the air. Most of our velvet is sent abroad frozen, with a large chunk going to China for its traditional medicine market. But late last year, China decided it would no longer accept frozen product, only dried, effective from the end of April. The drying process generally comes at a higher cost for farmers. This season's velvet's been packed, frozen and shipped, but the future for next season's exports, worth around $70 million a year, is still uncertain. Dairy Industry New Zealand's Mandy Bell.
We'll start loading up containers. The first ones will be heading out towards the end of this year and early into 25. So we have got time, and if we need to have Plan Bs in place, then we'll be well across all the different options that we've got to enable that to happen.
Let's take a look at horticulture now, and mandarin growers are in the thick of harvest. The quality's great, but yields are down and prices are lower because people just aren't buying. Johnny Reed has 24 hectares of Satsuma and Silver Hill mandarins in Kaitaia. He says they're about 2 weeks into the season, which will run through until the end of May.
We're very light on numbers this year. Quite a bit lighter than we'd like to be, but still, we're still going to, you know, get some reasonable volumes out.
And here's Michael Franks of the large kiwi fruit firm Seeker on how their season's been going.
Season looks a lot better. The regions, though, you know, in Northland, Coromandel, Gisborne, and over in Napier in the Hawke's Bay, all those regions actually delivered a lower yield than what we expected, albeit much better than last year. But the crops here in the Bay of Plenty are much, much better than what we expected. So we're just seeing how it all balances out.
Michael Franks says they've packed about 20 million trays of kiwi fruit so far. Now, close your ears to this story if, like me, you're a little rodent shy. Zespri has had to delay its kiwi fruit marketing campaign in Europe. An infestation of mice was discovered in the fruit holds of the first charter vessel of the season. There were about 1.2 million trays of Sun Gold on board, which could now cost Zespri between $25 and $30 million in lost sales and other expenses. Here's Zespri's Jason Tabrik.
Unfortunately, we have detected that there has been mice activity present within the vessel, and it is to a reasonable extent now that we're finding quite a lot of contained product that's been contaminated. So what we are doing now is assessing how much of the 4,800 pallets of fruit have been impacted.
Yuck! I'm taken back to my worst ever student flat. But it's a slightly happier picture for those in the Kumara business. Doug Nilsson is one of Northland's largest growers and lost his entire crop to floods last year. But this season is looking much better.
We've had to borrow substantially this year to plant our crop and hoping for reasonable yield. Just hope the price stays firm enough that we can make a profit and start paying some of that debt back down, which is going to take many years to pay back.
And just finally, shearing legend Sir David Fagan has hopes the New Zealand Agricultural Show will still go ahead in November. Remember, last week's organisers announced this year's A&P show in Christchurch would be postponed over financial concerns. The City Council has injected $5 million into a land deal to ensure its future, but whether the show will go ahead is still up in the air. Sir David says it could be a death knell for the iconic show if gates don't open this year.
It is our biggest A&P show in the country, so I was quite shocked when they pulled the pin on it so early too. Because once these things stop, it's very hard to start them again, I think.
And for more on these stories, go to our webpage, rnz.co.nz/countrylife.
This is Country Life on RNZ National 101 FM.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.